handheld footage in a street at night.
We are in Kenosha. Looks like there's some people on top of the roof up there. All armed. All armed.
We got the problem with these fucking pigs.
Got two more down right here.
25th of August, 2020, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Walking towards a group of protesters to the south.
Scattered crowds of people.
And there appears to be no police to the east. That sounded like gunshots. It sounds like multiple gunshots. People are scattering.
Onlookers break into a run. The camera bounces as its owner dashes up the street, gradually catching up with a young white man holding an assault rifle.
Shots.
Why are you shooting him?
Hey, what are you doing? You shot somebody?
Stop him!
Who shot?
Stop him!
Who shot?
Stop him!
Hey, stop him!
Other people join the cameraman, running after the man with the rifle. Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle trips, rolls over and sits up, shooting at the people surrounding him. The camera veers away and the footage goes black.
2 people killed, a third hurt last night in Kenosha.
Authorities are now searching for a possible vigilante wanted in...
I can't change what happened. But hindsight being 2020, I would never have gone there.
Illinois team facing murder charges and potentially life in prison.
That night changed my life forever, and it will never be the same again.
What is he looking at?
It's all going to depend on
murder.
That's what homicide is.
Kyle's mother hugs him in a police interview room. Then fireworks spell out Trump 2020. After a summer of nationwide unrest sparked by the killing of George Floyd, Kyle Rittenhouse's trial was to further divide America.
Protests began peacefully but have escalated.
It looks like the police station has caught fire.
He was trying to get away from them and he fell, and then they very violently attacked him.
Recall, recall,
recall, recall.
People chose sides.
Kyle Rittenhouse, flashing white power signs, hanging with the Proud Boy.
You actually believe this is a white supremacy sign?
What do you think it is?
It's okay. Okay.
He's either a white supremacist or he's a hero.
Allegedly, he's part of a militia. Have you ever heard this president say one negative thing about white supremacists?
Kyle Rittenhouse went with weapons to a Black Lives Matter protest, murdered a couple of people.
How shocked are we that 17-year-olds with rifles decided they had to maintain order when no one else would?
3 people got shot.
Yeah.
2 people were murdered.
Yeah.
To me, it's murder. I'm sorry.
Thank God for people like Kyle Rittenhouse being there to stand up to so many evil people.
Kyle Rittenhouse has become a cause celeb because there are those who believe that white America is under siege.
An explosion and flames engulfing the Stars and Stripes. Kyle, the gunman who divided America. November 2021, Kenosha County Courthouse.
In the biggest criminal case in Kenosha history, Rittenhouse claims he shot and killed 2 protesters and injured a third in self-defense. The case has generated national attention.
The central issue in this case is going to be self-defense. The evidence will show the defendant, Kyle Rittenhouse, who was 17 years old at the time, armed himself with an AR-15 and, using that rifle, killed 2 unarmed people, Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber. A final individual by the name of Gage Grossman.
I was present for all of the trial. The unadulterated rage that would fill me just at the sight of him.
Under our laws, the defendant can only use deadly force if he reasonably believed that the force was necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm to himself.
I don't believe Kyle had a complete understanding
of the terrible situation he was in. There is no death penalty in Wisconsin, but if he went to a prison, he would be killed. So we're fighting over the kid's life.
You as jurors will end up looking at it from the standpoint of a 17-year-old. Kyle Rittenhouse protected himself, protected his firearm so it couldn't be taken, used against him or other people. He acted in self-defense, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the evidence will show.
Lawyer Mark Richards. Over 3 weeks, the jury will examine the events of August 2020 when the shootings took place. Social media influencer Corey Elijah, a black man with a short beard and moustache, who's wearing a dark red suit, is on the stand.
So if I could just have you watch this, we're going to go to 24 minutes on the tape.
I'm a Kenoshan, and I love Kenosha.
You recognize that person right there?
Yeah, that's the defendant, correct?
Yeah, that's Mr. Rittenhouse.
But to this day, when people say Kenosha, they think about Kyle Rittenhouse. And this whole narrative, is Kyle a hero or not? But would any of this had happened if Jacob Blake didn't get shot in the back 7 times?
So on the 23rd, you get a call that...
that the shooting of Jacob Blake took place.
It was a Sunday afternoon. They said, hey, Corey, you have to see this video. My heart sunk, and I was speechless, honestly.
A black man walks away from an armed white policeman and opens the door of a parked car. As he leans in, the policeman shoots him.
There's no real justification for what happened.
Why the fuck you just shoot him?
Knowing the backdrop of an entire summer filled with protests in solidarity with George Floyd, it just was the perfect storm for people to get out in the streets.
A masked protester shouts at masked officers.
You killed a man! You killed a man! You killed a man!
Things have gotten intense. I had a bad feeling about this.
People stamp on a police car and kick off its wing mirror.
We were watching live streams and seeing what was happening.
A petrol bomb.
I actually saw that officer get assaulted on a live stream.
As he walks to his car, a police officer is hit by a thrown brick and collapses.
He had a brick chucked at his head so hard that it knocked him unconscious and almost killed him. That's not okay. That's not protesting. That's a violent felony assault.
Kenosha police defend their officers, saying they were attending a domestic dispute and Jacob Blake had a knife. Protesters gather in the main square.
When we got into the square, it was bedlam.
Filmed from behind a tree, someone smashes in a shop window and flames lick around a ground floor window at the courthouse.
They got tear gas deployed. Shit. That was fucking wild.
I was like, all right, well, I'm not a protester, so I'm not going to stand by protesters because I don't want to be shot. I don't want to get tear gas. So I stood by the news media. For some reason, we had tear gas deployed right at us. So I went to, like, kick the tear gas away from us.
The cameraman stumbles.
Ah, fuck. Ah, I definitely got fucking shot in my fucking arm.
It's hard to even relive that because it seemed like I was targeted.
I'm fucking media and you shot me in my fucking arm and now 15,000 fucking people seen it fucking happen and you wonder why people don't fucking trust you.
To officers with riot shields, Richie McGinnis, a white reporter, is on the stand.
Do you remember when it was that you first arrived in Kenosha to begin covering these events?
Yes, it was that Monday.
Can you tell us about what your focus was in that regard?
Well, at the time that the protests erupted, we went to document the demonstrations that were happening in front of the courthouse. There were fires everywhere.
Here we are in front of the Kenosha courthouse. Law enforcement's using a variety of munitions, including tear gas, some flashbangs, and also we saw some pepper balls.
For the second night in a row, angry crowds clashing with police over the shooting of Jacob Blake.
Yet another black man gunned down by officers.
This is like a small, sleepy city. The police are not used to dealing with that level of civil unrest.
In the civic square, fireworks are thrown at police lines and a red bin lorry is set on fire. Richie's wearing a respirator.
As you can see, things are definitely escalating here. I'm not sure how exactly somebody was able to light this thing on fire with police so close.
More officers join the line.
The police were more concerned about the police station and the courthouse being burned down than anything else. It felt like anarchy. It felt like a free-for-all.
The violence continued into the overnight hours, that despite a citywide curfew.
With cars, businesses, and government buildings set on fire.
The people that we all pay tax dollars to fund to make sure that they're there at these times of need were nowhere to be found.
The door of a Department of Corrections building is smashed and flammable liquid poured inside.
We were at Dominic Black's house having fish and chips, and Dominic's dad got the guns out because there were people rioting. There were people burning down people's homes. It's not about Jacob Blake anymore. It's about lawlessness and looting. Law enforcement just took a step back and decided to let the city burn.
Assistant DA Thomas Binger.
State calls Dominic Black to the witness stand.
The trial is just really nerve-wracking. I wasn't allowed to talk to him or anybody in his family. No third-party contact.
Did there come a time in which you got to know an individual by the name of Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yes.
Do you see him here in the courtroom?
Yes.
Can you point him out by where he's seated and what he's wearing?
Right there, in the suit. I got to know Kyle and his family when I started dating his sister, Mackenzie. Me and Kyle just kind of clicked. We were just really good friends right off the bat. And we just kind of went from there, really.
A young white man with glasses.
His first hunting trip was with me. We got there and we realized that, hey, everybody's got their own gun besides Kyle.
Dominic had an AR-15, and honestly, I thought it looked cool. A lot of media falsely portrays it as this huge firearm that's capable of mass damage and firing super fast. And the truth is, the AR-15 is a sportsman's rifle for precision shooting, hunting, and they're a great gun for self-defense. I used one for self-defense, and I defended myself perfectly.
Do you recognize that item, Mr. Black?
Yes.
What is that?
One of the AR-15s.
Do you know whose one that is?
I believe it's Kyle's. Would it be fair to there was say the that understanding that, you know, you're not 18, this isn't your gun. Yes. And once he's legally allowed to have it, I would gift it to him as an 18th birthday present.
Okay. Could you?
It stayed at my house. It was locked away. That hunting trip was the only time he had access to that gun, up until, I believe, the day that everything happened.
The day of the shootings, diggers and fire crews work around smoldering buildings.
People living in Kenosha woke up to a day of destruction.
A community in pain and a city on edge.
And last night I saw law enforcement severely outnumbered by thug looting scumbags.
There's always going to be opportunistic individuals. People that are going to want to seize the moment for their ideology.
Any patriots willing to take up arms and defend our city tonight from the evil thugs?
That post from the Kenosha Guard really just galvanized a bunch of people to come into the city. Armed, like, huge guns. It was a real makeshift militia that came in.
It's righteous indignation, I guess you'd say. They had been burning cities systematically with no opposition for how many months now? And Kenosha Guard was asking for help, so they're going to get it.
I will stand in the way. I will stand in the way. I will try to reason with them as much as I can possibly do.
I was told that us coming from out of town, bringing our guns, only infuriated the protesters. But if you're going to go in and riot and do damage, you're going to have to expect citizens to stand up to you. And I'm one of them.
Joanne Fielder, Armed Citizens Group. That morning, Kyle and Dominic joined volunteers to clean graffiti off the local high school, then visit nearby businesses to offer help. Dominic.
The biggest thing that really hit me is seeing that car lot. I had never seen a car burnt to the ground in my life, and here's 50 of them.
We talked to Sam, who owned the car source lot, and we asked him, what can we do to help? And he asked, can you guys come here tonight and make sure that the rest of my business doesn't burn down?
I was kind of skeptical about it at first, but, you know, I'm there helping, and I want to help. And that's kind of what led us to coming down later that night.
You were armed with an AR-15. You had it loaded with 30 rounds of full metal jacket ammunition, correct?
Yes.
That weapon with 30 rounds is capable of killing at least 30 people, correct?
Yes.
So you felt that as a 17-year-old, it was appropriate for you to be out on the streets of Kenosha with an AR-15 that night. Fair?
I believe I had any other right to be there as anybody else.
As any other adult?
As anybody.
But you weren't an adult?
No.
Dustin Collett, Armed Citizens Group.
We're heading down the riot zone, and here we find a couple kids hanging out with rifles on the corner car lot, you know. And we're like, oh, wow, seems like they might need some help.
Already looking at some patriots. Getting readied up.
When they showed up, they looked like fresh out of the military. It's like, whoa, I'm wearing a sweater. You know, these guys have vests on and combat pants, and I'm like, wow.
I just took an AR-15 rifle. I had a sidearm, which would have been a 1911. Riot control agents and stuff like that. New tear gas, pepper spray, that sort of thing. But that's about it. Other people have body armor, things of that nature.
It's tight. So this is what I wore down. When they were throwing bricks at us, this was my protection so my head didn't get hurt.
So these cars were burnt last night. And that whole car dealer is burnt out. Crime scene wrapped all the way around it. Local communities are standing on their corners, armed with a bat or a gun. But this is an area that we're protecting tonight.
There's a saying, you know, Midwestern boys are shake and bake soldiers. You know, the boys from Michigan, the boys from Wisconsin, we just know what to do. We make the Civil War go, you know? And then, you know, all right, we're ready to rock. So I took back my charging handle, let it slide home, and Kyle's looking up like, what? And I was like, you too, buddy. We're not playing around here, you know? And I was glad for that because, you know, Rosenbaum would have got him if he didn't have that round in that chamber.
Less than half a mile away from Car Source, hundreds of protesters have flooded into Kenosha.
So we're in Civic Park,
It's directly next to a school within the radius where it's extra illegal to have a firearm. And there's just guns everywhere.
Where one person fires a shot, I think all hell gonna break loose.
I'm from Wisconsin. Open carry is a thing that we have here. But this was an accident waiting to happen.
Anthony and I, we were acutely aware of all these militia people around us. But we got skateboards, like we can dip out of there real quick if we need to. It was the last picture I ever took of him. That night was going to be like the largest gathering of protesters. And it just felt like the right thing to do.
Pushing against a fence. Fireworks and tear gas canisters explode. Anthony Huber's girlfriend, Hannah Gittings.
It got very chaotic very quickly. If you're not 100% I support the police, they don't protect and serve you.
Police with riot shields march across the square.
There are literally hundreds of law enforcement officers pushing everybody back here.
The plan was just to stay put in Civic Park.
Leave him be! What's your problem?
And then the tanks began to push us down south, down Sheridan Road.
Officers advance in the line alongside armored vehicles with flashing blue and red lights. Fireworks are flung as protesters gradually back away.
Well, here we go. We're getting moved, whether we like it or not.
After the police pushed the protesters south of Civic Center Park, what did you do then?
I went down to the car source, and basically as I walked up, were like approximately five or six armed individuals in front of the business. I put my hands up and I said, hey, are any of you guys willing to do an interview about why you're here?
How many members of that group did you interview?
One.
What are you doing out here? Obviously you're armed and you're in front of this business, so what's up?
So people are getting injured, and our job is to protect this business, and part of my job is to also help people. If there's somebody hurt, I'm running into harm's way. That's why I have my rifle, because I need to protect myself, obviously. But I also have my med kit.
And what about these other folks? Obviously there's some other people who are armed
as
well.
Their job is to protect me.
Gotcha. And then what about these guys up on the roof?
Their job is to provide overwatch to protect me also.
Gotcha.
They're protecting everybody on the ground. We're protecting each other.
Understood. And
we're running medical, and we're going in, and we're getting people. Like, you get hurt, I'm grabbing you.
In your experience at the various events that you've covered similar to what was going on in Kenosha, have you seen other individuals who proclaim themselves to be medics or EMTs who arm themselves with a gun?
No.
Do you recall seeing any others that armed themselves with an AR-15?
No.
Medical!
EMS right here. I'm an EMT.
You need a medic? There's a medic right here if you need help. What is
it? It seemed off to me. He's trying to serve this dual role of medic and police officer. He has no freaking clue how mad these people are at him.
Anybody hurt? Does anybody need medical?
No, we got our own medics. You're good. You can go home.
Fuck you.
Looking back, like, if it had been my younger brother, I would have dragged him by his ear out of there.
I am an EMT. If you are injured, come to me.
You testified that you were involved in some sort of EMT cadet program. When was that?
Kyle furrows his brow and puts a finger to his mouth.
I was a cadet at the Antioch Fire Department, I believe from 2018 or 2019 up until the incident.
You weren't a member of the fire department, were you?
I was.
You were a actual on-duty member on the roster of the Antioch Fire Department?
No.
the night of August 25th, you're here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, saying you're an EMT, correct?
Yes.
That was a lie.
Yes.
With police military vehicles keeping a distance, tension between protesters and armed militia escalates.
These guys are just, let's leave these guys alone, guys. These guys aren't our enemy. They're just protecting the local business, keeping what happened the last night happen again. These guys aren't our enemies. Come on.
Dustin Collett.
How's it going? You guys want to fuck around and find out?
Hey.
You want
reel in. Reel in.
We all started looking around on top of the buildings. It was kind of like, holy shit, the alt-right exists.
One of our guys had a laser pointer. They just hated that thing. They thought we were pointing a machine gun at them or whatever.
There were a lot of protesters who were like, who the fuck are you and what are you doing pointing your gun at me?
Hey, your job isn't to be in the street. You got to stay in the property. That's why you got problems already with people.
People were throwing rocks and bricks at me. At one point, a water bottle flew up on the roof. And then it exploded. And the next thing I know, like, my eyes are burning and I'm like crying, like I can't breathe, like it was bad.
We're protecting from the citizens and I just got pepper sprayed by a person in the crowd.
So you had non-lethal, but you didn't respond.
We don't have non-lethal.
So you guys are full on ready to defend the property?
Yes, we are. Now, if I can ask, can you guys step back?
The one person who stood out most was this guy with this red t-shirt wrapped around his head who came up to me and said, if I catch any of you fuckers alone, I'm going to kill you. And I was scared. I learned later that was Mr. Rosenbaum.
A sign on a lamppost says, this area protected by Neighborhood Watch. Local photographer Nathan De Bruin lays photo prints on a table.
These are the photos that I took of the unrest. They were pretty significant in court as evidence. These individuals that I caught just happened to be key players of the events that happened in Kenosha that night, such as Joseph Rosenbaum armed with a chain. He had a lot of anger built up. In this photo right here, I took, and it shows Kyle and others cleaning graffiti off my old high school. I'm just glad that I was there that day and able to take this photo because it showed that Kyle came here to help out the community. He didn't just travel over state lines to murder people.
Showing you what's been marked as Defendant's Exhibit 115. Could you tell me what that is?
That is a picture of a cone that is on fire with Rosenbaum, with what I assume to be a bag that you just got out of jail with, in an angry stance.
Do you remember what Mr. Rosenbaum said or did during that night?
He was very agitated. He was yelling, fuck the police, over and over and over. I'm not afraid to go back to jail, and shoot me N-word. Shoot me N-word.
A white man with a beard and a shaven head.
From what I know about Joseph Rosenbaum, he had just been released from a mental institution and he didn't have anywhere else to go. So you just got a recipe for disaster here. Like, there is this mentally unhinged guy who is triggered by guns and all these wannabe military men flashing their shit around. You can see Anthony in that video come right up behind Joseph Rosenbaum, pulling him back away from the situation.
Anthony, who's white, and a young black man pull Joseph back.
It was a very strong feeling I had then of we should just get the fuck out of here while we can.
15 minutes before the shootings, police clear protesters from in front of car source. An officer says, thank you guys, do you need water? Carl replies, we need water, and the officer says, we'll throw you one. We appreciate you guys, we really do.
We appreciate you guys, we really do.
How did it make you feel when the police are handing out bottles of water, they're telling you that they appreciate you?
I didn't really care.
It didn't make you feel like they approved of what you were doing?
No.
It didn't make you feel like you're emboldened now to go out there and act on their behalf?
No.
10 minutes before the shootings, Kyle decides to leave Carsource. The prosecution view this as a provocative act.
So you guys are kind of like medics who are packing, yeah, right?
Kyle and another white man wave to the police who say, be careful. Right behind that white fence, they're throwing rocks, so be careful.
You yelled friendly out, heading across the police line.
Yes.
Because you thought to yourself at that very moment, I'm walking into a group that is hostile to me.
Me and Ryan were walking around offering first aid to people, and then we got separated at the Ultimate gas station.
Police lights in the distance.
So what I decided to do was go and try to get back to the Carsource lot.
And describe what happened as you did that.
As I was trying to get back, the police stopped me.
You with the long gun, do not come down here, it's closed.
Okay, I worked at that business. I am at that business, sir.
I wholeheartedly feel that if I was allowed to get back to the Carsource, I may never have had to defend myself.
Then what happens?
Dominic Black calls me and he says, Kyle, I need you to get down to the Carsource lot number 3. They're setting all the cars on fire. I need you to go and put the fires out.
Kyle went over there. I couldn't see. I couldn't see anything. So I'm all ears right now.
I see them putting a dumpster on fire. And I tell them to please not set these fires.
I saw Kyle with the fire extinguisher in one hand and the rifle in the other. And that's right when Joseph Rosenbaum emerged out of the shadows and started running towards Kyle.
Well, we got a gun, baby.
Joseph chases Kyle onto the Carsource forecourt.
Mr. Rosenbaum was now running from my right side. And I was cornered from in front of me. And there were three people right there.
Take a deep breath, Kyle.
He screws up his eyes and takes a breath. Drone footage of Joseph chasing Kyle and flinging a plastic bag before catching up with him on the forecourt.
Shot him.
I was right behind them.
Get back. Shot him, man. Shot him.
By the time I realized what was happening, it was too late. It seemed like the life was leaving his body. A pair of legs arrive next to me, and I yell, call 911.
Kyle takes out his phone.
Kyle calls me. I'm like, hello? He's like, I just shot somebody. I ask him, like, where are you? Where are you at? What happened? And then he hangs up on me. And now I'm panicking.
What was the risk to you of death or great bodily harm at the moment you killed Joseph Rosenbaum?
If I would have let Mr. Rosenbaum take my firearm from me, he would have used it and killed me with it and probably killed more people if I would have let him get my gun.
You have the gun strapped to your body so it doesn't come off, correct?
Yes.
And even after you shoot him one time and he starts falling, you continue to shoot three more times, right?
I continued to shoot until he was no longer a threat to me.
People gather around Joseph, who's lying on his back.
Get a light on it! Get a light! Get me a fucking light!
Put pressure on it! Put fucking
pressure
on it!
Where? Dude? Where? Where's the hole?
Wait, where are you? Where? He's right here in his head! In his head! Come on! Put pressure! Put pressure!
The sound of his breathing was like a gurgle. And I could just see this, like, regret in his eyes.
Richie uses his t-shirt to try to staunch Joseph's head wound and helps protesters lift him bodily off the ground.
And afterwards, people were saying, that guy's a pedophile. Why did you try to save him? He got what he deserved.
They carry him to the back of a parked car.
Nobody deserves to die drowning in their own blood, sounding like a gutted pig. Nobody deserves that.
Rosenbaum was the wild card in that whole crowd. If he wasn't there, everything would have been fine. And that's the shame of it, you know, setting off that chain reaction. Now Kyle's, you know, dumping rounds into him and running away. And what is someone who doesn't really have the whole picture going to think?
Holding his gun, Kyle runs across the road. Hannah Gittings.
I just remember seeing this kid. He kind of reminded me like of my little brother or something like that, running with the gun.
All right.
Panic just started to set in.
Hey, what are you doing? You shot somebody? Who shot? Who shot? Hey, stop him!
I looked at Anthony, and I immediately knew what he was about to do. And he ran to try to apprehend this kid with nothing but a skateboard. And that was the last time I saw him alive.
Kyle trips.
As I hit the ground, I see this guy coming at me. He did a flying kick. I fired two shots at him. I missed. Another guy bashes his skateboard into my head. A skateboard is a deadly weapon and could very well have killed me.
Kyle sits up and shoots as Anthony and another man run towards him. Nathan DeBrune.
I saw Anthony Huber swing his skateboard at Kyle. And that's when Kyle pointed up and shot him.
A still photo catches Anthony stumbling away from Kyle, clutching his chest.
He turned around with his hands on his chest.
Nathan sobs, holding both hands crossed over his own chest. He hangs his head.
And he took a couple steps and fell to his knees and then just went down to his face.
He looks at the floor and shakes his head. Dominic Black.
I hear more gunshots. So in my head, I'm just like, oh my gosh, he's shooting more people. Like it's a nightmare.
You didn't know the name Anthony Huber, did you?
I did not.
And when you shoot him, the end of that gun was pointed directly at his chest when you pulled the trigger, correct?
Yes.
And you knew that, correct?
Yes.
And you still pulled the trigger, didn't you?
Yes.
Because you intended to kill Anthony Huber at that moment, didn't you?
No.
What did you think was going to happen?
That he would no longer be a threat to my safety.
Because he'd be dead.
Sitting outside a pub is Gage Grosskreutz, paramedic and protester, a white man with a dark, bushy beard.
For me, an undertone with this entire situation is this like idea of what it means to be a man. And I think a very immature vision of that is, you know, this big, strong man who can defend themselves with force and will dispatch their enemies. But restraint is important. Being able to know when to act and how to react. So when I arrived in Kenosha, I had been working as a medic for a couple years. I carried everything that I carried with me at other protests. So backpack full of medical equipment, you know, keys, wallet, and my gun. I never leave home without one. So this is my 357 Smith & Wesson Magnum revolver. Different from the one that I was carrying that night in Kenosha. My instinct was to do exactly what Anthony did. Trying to disarm this kid.
Gage runs to an abrupt halt with his hands raised.
I am now face to face with him. And he's on the ground and he points his rifle up at me.
Can you help me understand, Mr. Rittenhouse, why he's got a pistol not aimed at you? You've got an AR-15 aimed at him. Why is he more of a threat to you than you are to him?
Because he was moving at me with a gun in his hand.
He never steps back and puts the gun in both hands in a ready aim position towards you, does he?
He doesn't do that.
This is right after you've killed Anthony Huber. And you're telling us Gage Grosskreutz is the real threat at this moment?
Yes.
He tried to shoot me with my hands up, the gun jammed. But even facing death, I knew that I wouldn't hurt him, couldn't hurt him, and it's just not the person that I am.
As Gage starts to turn, Kyle shoots him in the arm, then gets to his feet and walks away.
There were two people who lost their lives that night.
We're coming out to you.
The state calls Gage Grosskreutz.
And many, many more whose lives were affected. I saw that testimony as an opportunity to say my piece.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
How many times?
One. But unfortunately, it felt like I was the one on trial.
Mr. Grosskreutz, I'm going to show you what has been marked as Exhibit 67. That's a photo of you, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Does this look like right now your arm is being shot?
That looks like my bicep being vaporized, yes.
Okay.
One of my biggest regrets in life will always be not sticking up for myself more when I was on the stand.
When you were standing 3 to 5 feet from him with your arms up in the air, he never fired, right?
Correct.
You'd agree your firearm is pointed at Mr. Rittenhouse, correct?
Yes. He got me into a position where I admitted to something that I didn't feel was true.
It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him, with your gun, now your hands down, pointed at him, that he fired, right?
Correct. I didn't lower my gun intentionally. I mean, I just had my bicep blown off. If your hands are up like this and you get shot, it stops working.
My rifle is down. His hands are up. His pistol is in his hand. And then Mr. Grosskreutz looks at me. And that's when Mr. Grosskreutz brings his arm down like this. And his pistol is pointed at me, and that's when I shoot him.
It's not what happened. It's just not.
Gage sitting on the street with police lights flashing behind him. Kyle jogs towards the police lines and holds up his hands.
Hindsight being 2020, if I would have known that I would have been violently attacked and put in a situation where I needed to defend myself, I would have stayed at home. I can't stop thinking about what they did to me, how they tried to kill me.
Heavily armored police lift Anthony's limp body into their vehicle.
By the time I got back over there, the only thing on my mind was, where was Anthony?
Hannah sobs.
Fuck!
Passing an officer.
Your fucking fault! Your fault! Get your fucking hands off!
Fucking touch her! Walking, miss. Just keep walking.
I just held on for so long. Like, I was not gonna believe that he was dead.
Hannah stands with other protesters.
What was his name?
Anthony Huber!
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 He never went anywhere without a skateboard, so this place was his happy place, for sure.
Anthony and Hannah riding their boards around a skate park.
Just so happy with each other.
High five, dude.
Never had somebody who genuinely loved me like that. I really saw the vision for our future, and it was just so painful that that was just gone in such an instant.
Dozing with a dog on his chest.
The way that Anthony died was exactly the way I would have pictured him going out, like as a hero in action and doing the right thing.
Riding his skateboard.
He was shot through his lung, straight through his heart, and then got stuck like right up in his collarbone. There was no way he could have survived the angle of the shot and everything.
Kenosha Courthouse.
One of my big grievances with the trial is they say Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense.
What that skateboard would do is somebody takes it in their hand and swings down on somebody's shoulder, head, and neck, trying to separate the head from the body.
Like, give me a break. Anthony had a skateboard. That's not a threat to your life.
After 3 weeks and more than 30 witnesses, the prosecution and defense make their final pleas to the jury.
Now you've heard the evidence, and it's time to search for the truth. Consider whether it makes someone a hero when they lie about being an EMT, whether or not it's heroic or honorable to provoke and shoot unarmed people. You cannot claim self-defense against a danger you create.
This case is not a game. It is my client's life. Every person who was shot was attacking Kyle.
He was attacked. It was an assault rifle.
We shouldn't have 17-year-olds running around our streets with AR-15s, because this is exactly what happens. No reasonable person would have done what the defendant did. He is guilty of all counts. Thank you.
Because he was requested to come down. He was trying to help people, and he was attacked.
Ladies and gentlemen, the evidence only leads to one conclusion. There are no winners in this case, but putting Kyle Rittenhouse down for something he was privileged to do will serve no legitimate purpose. I ask you to do justice here under the law of the state of Wisconsin. Thank you very much.
19th of November 2021, After 4 days of deliberations, the jury are ready to give their verdict.
This is one of the most highly anticipated verdicts in the nation as the nation awaits the fate of Kyle Rittenhouse.
They deliberated so long. You feel like you're walking somebody to the gallows because you don't know that they're coming back with you.
Has the jury reached a verdict as to each count of the information?
Yes, we have, Your Honor.
The defendant will rise, face the jury, and hearken to its verdicts.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, may the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Weight of the world.
As to the third count of the information, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
It was a hard, hard journey, and it was
a... The information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. Gage Rosenkreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, not guilty.
Hannah sobs while Kyle collapses and is helped into his chair.
Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdict as read?
It's over. I don't have to worry that I'm going to prison for exercising my lawful rights to self-defense. The jury got it right.
We need our
not guilty on all counts. I think it's the right thing.
It's bullshit! It's bullshit! That ain't fucking right!
The court did not fail today. That's what makes me want to be an American, is to get just verdicts from jurors.
I was fearful of the precedent that it set. Now, apparently, if you feel nervous because someone is in your face, it's all right to shoot him with an AR-15 point blank.
I miss Anthony every single day, and now the system is telling me that nobody needs to answer for that. And I have a problem with that.
You know as well as I know, if that was a black teenager, even with the self-defense laws on the books in Wisconsin, that young man would probably be dead. Or he would be going to prison right now.
Kyle Rittenhouse is not guilty, my friends. You have a right to defend yourselves. Be armed, be dangerous, and be moral.
Already, far-right groups are calling Rittenhouse the hero we've been waiting for.
It's been a rough journey, but we made it through it. We made it through the hard part.
This is how fascism grows. This is how violence erupts.
There are those who believe that white America is under siege. And so here we have this young man who's now become the poster child for this sense of panic. Don't be surprised if Kyle Rittenhouse isn't speaking at the Republican convention.
They can indict a young boy for simply defending himself. They can come after every single one of you. So ladies and gentlemen, please, let's get loud for Kyle Rittenhouse.
Fountains of sparks and Kyle Rittenhouse's name in lights as he walks on stage at a Turning Point USA convention.
Immediately after I got acquitted, I went on to this huge media tour to talk about my story.
Kyle, what was so amazing is throughout this entire process, you came out on top. Talk a little bit about how that has developed you as a person.
Well, it's helped me grow a lot. It's helped me mature. Sorry, I'm new to this, if you can't tell. But it's helped me.
We love you, Kyle. Don't worry.
Give it up for Kyle Rittenhouse.
I wanted a private, secluded life. I didn't want to be famous.
Not guilty. Do you feel bad for Rosenbaum? Not really.
Now there were people recognizing me in public, a little bit starstruck. It was good to meet you, sir.
Good to meet you, too. I like what you done up there in Yankee and shot all them bastards.
It was just surreal.
He's a really good young guy. He's 18 years old. Just left Mar-a-Lago a little while ago. And he should never have been put through that.
I met President Trump and Tucker Carlson.
It's so nice to meet you.
Really good to meet you.
I can't believe you're here.
Of your show.
Well, we're fans of yours, as you know.
Yeah.
Dominic Black.
I know he likes the attention, and he's got some very high up, important people as friends.
Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced a bill this week to award Kyle Rittenhouse the Congressional Gold Medal.
It makes him feel powerful, like he's some, you know, political figure.
I'm Kyle Rittenhouse, and I'm here with National Association for Gun Rights at the Western Conservative Summit, and I'm going to be doing interviews.
I think he forgets the fact that if he had never done what happened on that night,
you're a hero to millions.
Those people would never be his friends.
What happened with Kyle is a disgrace. Total defamation. Lies coming from the devil himself.
This kid is a symptom of a greater disease. He lived out a fantasy that a lot of Americans would love to be a part of, and I mean that in justifiably killing somebody.
Okay, you're not a murderer in the court of law, but you're still a killer. Show remorse. Don't monetize video games that are about killing people after you cry on the stand and say, oh, I was so scared. Like, you don't seem scared now. You seem to be trying to reap the rewards of killing people.
I'm Kyle Rittenhouse, and I'm partnering with Armored Republic to provide free men with the tools of liberty.
February 2024, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Floating over the city under a clear blue sky, Kyle drives along a main road wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap.
It's just crazy. It's crazy to be back here for the first time since the incident. A little bit of an anxiety spike just coming back here, and it's like a little bit of an adrenaline rush. Like, my senses are heightened. There are a lot of firearms out here, and you just have to keep your head on a swivel and be situationally aware. This is car source lot number 3 we're pulling into right now. So this is where my shooting happened. Last time I was here, I was being met with an attacker.
The wide, empty forecourt.
I'm 21 years old. I have a long future ahead of me. I'm ready to move on with my life and stop having this single moment define me.
Waves on a seafront, then the Kenosha Water Tower. Dominic walks with his hands in his pockets.
After the trial ended, the DA had called me asking about the gun, because the gun was mine. I had people offering me money for that gun, but
the Rittenhouse rifle will be destroyed at the state crime laboratory on this 25th day of February, 2022.
That gun has killed people, and it should not be hung on a wall as like a trophy. So I called the DA and told him to destroy it.
A woman, wearing ear defenders and safety glasses, feeds the rifle into the long rectangular chute of a pulverizing machine, which dispenses shredded black metal into a tub.
I don't see Kyle anymore. And the last time I saw him was on my 21st birthday. But I could just tell that he was a different person. His mom and his sisters. Nobody can get hold of him. I wouldn't call him a brother anymore.
Kyle Rittenhouse is facing a civil claim for compensation. Gage Grosskreutz and the family of Anthony Huber are seeking damages from several Kenosha law enforcement departments, alleging they allowed a dangerous situation to occur, violating protesters' rights and safety. Kyle Rittenhouse is named as a co-defendant. He's denying liability and contesting the claim. The officer who shot Jacob Blake returned to police duty after an internal review found him to have been acting within policy. Jacob Blake survived the shooting but is paralyzed for life.